let's start with last year. It's my understanding that the Civic Center was having a pretty record-breaking year to start off the year before the pandemic hit. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were on a 18-month run of just utter excitement and really great times here in Peoria at the Civic Center. And right as we were getting started, ready for March Madness, the COVID-19 pandemic really took root, and it shut us down, and we have not had an event since March 9th.
And so looking into 2021, you guys have events scheduled, correct, for this year?
Yeah, we still, you know, we really are starting to feel like we have a little more guidance on what's going to happen. So while we want to have the venue ready when it's safe for our fans to come back, and we're going to follow all the guidelines that we're getting from the Restore Illinois plan as well as federal guidelines, we see that we're seeing a little bit of a bullish activity in the third and fourth quarter of 21, where we're expecting to see some recovery and getting back to the new normal. So we're really excited about what we see coming up. In fact, I think one of the great lines that I saw was that after the Spanish flu, there was the Roaring Twenties. And 100 years later, we're right back there for another Roaring Twenties. And we're going to be excited to catch that wave when it happens.
Yeah, and whenever the Civic Center does have its, let's say, first few events of this year, capacity-wise, is that going to be something that's at first is going to be limited and then increases as we go and get more vaccinations out?
Well, unfortunately right now, a lot of our, we don't know. It's a kind of the packed answer. We're still learning every day. It changes a little. But what we're going to make sure we do when we open, we're going to make sure that it's ultimately safe. People got to feel comfortable to come back. We're going to build back that consumer confidence. So our initial plans are we're going to treat it as a grand reopening, and we're going to do some exciting things to invite folks down and get to see it firsthand and to raise their comfort level that you know that when you come to an event at the Peoria Civic Center, that the staff cares about hygiene and your safety and to make it a great place to see an event.
What type of things can people expect for that grand reopening?
We're still in the planning phase. So I think with the grand reopening, we will have an event where we invite the community down. And we will, you know, whatever those mitigation guidelines are at the time, I think that's the really tricky part is it's an ever-evolving equation. So once we have a great idea, we'll get that marketed out and we'll let people know what's happening, because we want them to know before they go that it's going to be a great place to see an event.
What kind of events do you guys have scheduled for this year? And when is the first event you have scheduled? I know that you don't really know when things are going to be okay to restart, but when are you guys thinking? I know you said third and fourth quarter.
Well, we still have events on the calendar, so we do have like our Foreigner concert in April. We have events in April that are still, the Foreigner concert is in August. We also have some events in April that are still hopeful to play off. But, you know, I think our fans have been very patient, and we really have been grateful to them that if we have an event that isn't safe to come to at that time, we've been rescheduling with and in keeping those fans tickets available for the next event. So I think to answer your question maybe a little more directly, we've got a laser focus on hoping that our Reba McEntire date in August will happen. And there's a lot of positive momentum and belief that it will. And we hope prior to that we'll have some other events in the venue. So it's really, again, there's a lot of unknown today, but I think it's going to become more and more clear as we get through the next 30, 60 days.
Yeah, and can you touch on also what the Civic Center means to Peoria? I know it's really easy to just say, yeah, the Civic Center is huge and it brings in a ton of people whenever you have these big shows like Luke Combs and hopefully the Reba McEntire one. But can you talk about what the Civic Center does mean to Peoria, even the downtown area and even beyond that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality is the Peoria Civic Center is the ultimate gathering place of the community. It's where you see your friends and you come to be entertained. It's a happy place as a general rule of thumb. So we take that very seriously that we provide that. From a business standpoint, we are the absolute economic epicenter of the town. People come to us, spend money with us, and they also go to the businesses and the hotels that are near the area. A recent study we did shows that over the past 5 years prior to the pandemic, over $500 million of economic impact came into Peoria directly as a result of the Civic Center being downtown.
Yeah, that is a pretty ginormous impact whenever you consider all of those things. Is there anything else you want to add just about the Civic Center, how COVID has impacted you guys, and anything else you'd like to add, really?
Well, I think in general, what we look forward to is returning us back to where we were, and we're going to need fans, and we're going to need support from the community. And I think that the best part of it is all is we're now seeing hope, and I hope other folks are seeing that too. We still have a ways to go to get through, you know, getting vaccinations in the community, getting folks, you know, feeling comfortable about coming to shows. But when that moment happens, I can tell you no one's going to be more excited than our staff to open back up and kind of wrap their arms around the community.
I know personally I'm hopeful, and I think that a lot of people, you mentioned the Roaring Twenties, it's hopefully, I think whenever things open back up and people can go see concerts again, there's going to be huge demand for that, and people are going to want to get out and go back to concerts and things like that.
There is an absolute pent-up demand, so we're excited. I mean, to be honest, that is what we're looking forward to more. So I guess for your radio part, there is an absolute pent-up demand. So once we are able to do the safe concerts and to do safe events, we are very much, we anticipate that the audience is going to be there, and we can't wait to see them. I mean, I really do believe that we could have the best year we ever have once we're able to open back up.
Absolutely. I think I speak for all Peorians when I say I hope you guys can continue, and I'm confident you guys can continue the record-setting things you were happening at the Civic Center before COVID, and hopefully we can get back to a new normal that's better, and the Civic Center can continue to thrive.
I appreciate that, and we look forward to seeing everybody soon.